God, the only mind, is making the only demand upon man's supply, then there could never be more of a demand than there is supply to take care of it. In fact, God would always unfold more supply than what intelligence would say was necessary to express a normal, full life, because God is love. And if you accept the fact that this is law, that supply first appears and then the demand, and you open up your thoughts and expect it to happen that way, it will. But if you get tempted to believe I can go out and I can charge all these things this month and maybe I'll have enough money to take care of next month, you get caught in the human belief of economy. A charge account is only a convenience. But if we see that God supplies us first, then we will always have what we need before we go out to buy. And if you make a demand for that, and thought expects it, it will appear that way. The belief of inflation is trying to suggest that we must sacrifice, do without. And as we start doing this, we can even fall under the belief of false theology that says this is in line with spirit, and we start spiritually justifying it. But Christian Science tells us that the only sacrifice we have to make is of a false sense of self. And with this sacrifice, we'll gain a clear spiritual view of the fact that man dwells in spiritual plenty, and we'll see the things unfold that intelligence says are right and necessary for a full, normal life. Now, these may not necessarily be the things that mortal mind, customs, habits, wants and lusts have said are necessary, but they will be the things that will bring a complete sense of satisfaction and let you realize that you are living in a state of abundance. Now, to offset the belief of depression in our thought, and the only place it can exist is in our thought. That same statement, God expresses in man the infinite idea forever developing itself. It says nothing there about receding or being depressed. It just goes one way, up. And if there isn't any mortal belief that can influence the mind of man and depress it, then we can't be affected. Within the infinitude of mind, all of God's qualities and ideas circulate universally. And these qualities could never be touched by an opposite belief. Because where mind is, there is no opposite belief. So there's nothing halting the circulation of ideas and qualities within mind. To God, there is a steady, constant, prosperous economy. Therefore, in God's universe, there are only individuals who have. There's no belief of haves and have-nots. It's the belief that good isn't universal, constantly circulating in its fullness, that creates the belief of a depression. If you take it in, you get fearful. You start withholding instead of letting wisdom dictate how you should spend your substance. And this reluctance to give out on the part of individuals and governments builds up until finally there just isn't enough money circulating to keep things in normal balance. And therefore, we have to listen to let God direct our lives and the use of our substance and tell us exactly what to do with what He's given us. I knew a woman who during the Depression of the 1930s found herself suffering from severe limitation. She was a good working Christian Scientist, and she'd been praying about this for quite some time, but nothing changed. And one day she was having some people for dinner, and she went to the butcher and asked the price of a certain cut of meat. And she said, the suggestion of limitation immediately said to her, that's too much money. Now, her study had uplifted her consciousness to the point that she was sensitive to the presence of abundance. And when this limited suggestion came to her, she recognized it as something trying to hold her in bondage and say that she was a limited mortal. And she turned on it and she said to herself, just for that, I'll buy chicken. Now, in those days, chicken was the most expensive item. But her refusing to be obedient to that suggestion broke her situation. 2 days later, her husband suddenly received a very large raise. And he worked in a depressed industry where raises weren't thought possible. And they lived very comfortably for the rest of the Depression. Right now, the fears of inflation and depression are trying to operate like a contagious disease. It's going from one person to the next, and every businessman is hearing every other businessman say how bad things are. Now, if you take that suggestion in and believe that it's true, then the first thing you know, it becomes true for you. But if you hold on to the fact that you are spiritual, dwelling inside the mind of God, where God's economy is under perfect control, the beliefs of inflation and depression can't affect your experience. By preserving a sense of unity with your source and letting only God's thoughts be your thoughts, you can't have an experience opposite to what God is having. It's through the realization that abundance is the only possible state that man can ever be in, that you can heal the false belief that's trying to present itself to you that you and the world might be in a bad condition. And speaking of the world, it's not enough that we pray just for ourselves. We've got to see that the truth about man's abundance is being manifested everywhere for everyone. You can't be believing that there are bad times going on around you and expect to see freedom of the claim for yourself. As Eddie writes, God is at once the center and the circumference of being. Now, if we're expressing God fully right here, automatically we're going to see the evidence of God's abundance all around us. But if we see mortality around us and we see the evidence of lack there, then we're going to see it here. And so our job is to work for ourselves first and see that we are only a spiritual reflection, but then that we're in a spiritual universe filled with only with other spiritual reflections where there's only God's perfect economy circulating. And we need to do it both ways. Man deals only with love. He doesn't deal with money. Even on the human plane, it's love that you're dealing with. When you go to the grocery store and you buy $10 worth of food, and you give the grocer the $10, you're expressing love to him in a form he can recognize. The more we think about our currency as love and not money, the more evidence of it we'll have. If 10 people came to you, all needing a smile and a pat on the back, if you had a consciousness filled with love, you would readily give it out. But if these same 10 people came and each wanted $100, your false education that makes you think that money is something different might keep you from being able to see that you could give it out to them. It's only another form of thought. If we have a consciousness filled with love, we can see that love expressed in every form we need to express, whether it's a smile or it's money. We don't think anything about the smile. It just happens automatically. And if we lose the concept of money as money, it'll happen just as automatically so that we can give it out as God directs us. If we keep thinking about love and not money, the form of love that we need will always be present. We don't get love by manipulating a deal on the stock market. We don't get it from a bank account or from a paycheck. We get it directly from God. And there's no limits to the amount of love that you can have. And that's why you never should allow yourselves to be mesmerized into believing that I make only $200 a week and I have to live on that, or I get a check once a month for $500 and that's all that I have. You live on love. And if you turn completely away from the belief that material senses are trying to present and see that the infinitude of love is present and that all we have to do is to receive it into consciousness, we can have the forms of that love that we need as thought demands. God pours into each man his continuous flow of love. It radiates out of man back to God. In the process, it may reach many other ideas and bless them. But it's like a recirculating fountain. It goes from the source into man, out of man, back to the source. Now, if there isn't any negative thought in consciousness, then there isn't anything keeping you from realizing that this love is constantly circulating in this way and that it's always available for you to use. However, if you have thoughts of irritation, resentment, annoyance, criticism, self-righteousness, then you aren't able to see the evidence of that love and you're not expressing that love. You're expressing something that's the opposite of love. And the opposite of love, God, is nothing. And those that express those qualities may very well find that what they've got to use in the way of currency is nothing.